satisfaction. So you also, it interrupts your striving for that which is higher, and you end up sinking into a kind of a brooding type thing. And misery and inactivity is another thing to watch out for. So in the life of the human being, enthusiasm for knowledge, truth, wisdom, and evolution can work wonders. As the saying goes, enthusiasm is like a magic spell. Enthusiasm is the natural result of the psyche being in the correct state. So it's like magic. It will reform your entire existence. So that's the power of the thinking. So what we're doing is we're programming our subconscious mind. And to a sense, we're programming our conscious mind too. So there is something called the we form that the Meyer material talks about. And let me read this. It says, I should also mention that much of the other information and teaching provided with the cooperation of Edward Meyer has come from two advanced spirit we forms who are beyond space and time, and thus so also are their perspectives. This is further reason for the apparent timelessness and similarity of this spiritual teaching over the ages. There are seven evolutionary steps that humans go through over the millions of reincarnations in their life. And we start out at, and some of these, you know, these are mentioned in the contact reports, and I pulled things out of there that I've been able to stick in my memory. So I think it's contact report 5 that talks about this. I need to go back over this. This is important. It says primitive life, rational life is the second stage. The third life is in third stage is intelligent life. The fourth stage is real life. So you've had millions of reincarnations. 20, 30, 40 million reincarnations at this point. Your spiritual consciousness is very advanced. You might say a person like Semyase is in that state of real life. And one of the things that happens is these extraterrestrial humans, which are in this state, they can create sentient life. And this is something that sounds like blasphemy, but it isn't. Our thinking is tremendous. I mean, the power of our thoughts are incredible. And after millions of years of reincarnating, we start to do incredible things. So there are human civilizations in our Milky Way galaxy who are in the stage of real life, stage 4, and they create sentient life. For example, in Semyase's ship, the CPU of her beam ship was a organic, sentient, living being that the Plarion created. And she, Semyase, could have telepathic communications with the centralized computer in her ship, her beam ship. So essentially, her beam ship is a living being with a metallic hull. So, and this is kind of, this causes a kind of dissonance in your psyche because we limit things, because that makes us more comfortable. We limit possibilities, because then we don't have to struggle with the difficulty of understanding and arranging this, all of this information into our worldview. There's a very interesting story about when the ships came to the United States, the sailing ships, some of the Native Americans literally couldn't see the ships because it was too much for their psyche. They couldn't, you know, it couldn't have been real to them. It literally was not real to them. They could not see the ships. But the medicine man often could, because his psyche was a little more open to things that are different. So one of the things, again, is we have to learn to control our thoughts to get to that, you know, and eventually we do learn to get to control our thoughts as we go through all these incarnations, and we can start to do tremendous things. And one of the things that you learn to stop doing is allowing your thoughts to drift. And sometimes that's kind of a relaxing, a kind of a fun thing to do. Just allow your thoughts to drift. Well, the Meyer spiritual teachings says not to do that. It says, do not ever allow yourselves to drift on the ocean of life. Rather, take the helm in hand and steer the ship of the life to solid ground. Always take the helm firm in your hands and do not let any waves rip it away from you, nor thereby losing your conviction about a good end. Because if you drift, you can lose your conviction about a good end. You can end up crashing on the rocks. And one of the things we have to learn also is optimism. Because optimism produces a kind of constancy in life. So hopefulness, confidence about the future. So if you can bring in optimism, you can bring in consistency in your thinking. So to be constant in life requires that we're optimistic. And sometimes I'm not really an optimist myself yet. I would have to say I'm striving to be an optimist, because my thoughts go into looking at things in a negative way very quickly. So I have to learn to not do that. It's very interesting. Billy uses the word Lebens a lot, and he combines it with other words like Lebenskraft is your life force, and there's another phrase that he mentions here that's very difficult to pronounce, Lebensbeständigkeit, which is translated as life certificate. And so I see these compound words in German, and I find them to be very interesting. So we want to keep our conviction about a good end. Here's something. Contact Report 443. We've been looking at things that come from the spiritual teaching, and the contact reports are very interesting. They're a little different. Let me read a little bit about from this contact report 443. I wonder where I should start with this. That's always the difficult thing. Okay, let me read. This is Ta. Ta is supposedly the commander of the mothership. And Billy and Ta have these conversations, and they're written in the contact reports. So Ta says, nonsensical scribbles of this kind are entirely commercially directed, so that the ruble rolls, as you tend to say, also so that the hacks, if I may use your expression, can fill their pockets with money. In addition to that, they are imprisoned in sectarian belief and esotericism. And in their thoughts and feelings, as well as in their belief, they move in worlds of illusion and other kinds of unreal imaginations. The entirety of this matter of faith and fantasies has developed into a delusion in them, which already moves in schizophrenic forms, whereby they no longer perceive the truth and reality, and consequently also can no longer recognize it. And in this delusional form, they infiltrate their minds with their absurdities, which they imagine, and also adopt them from other scribblers, which you call Abkupfern? I don't know what that word is. Thereby, the readers of the entire nonsense are seduced to believingly accept the lies, slanders, the swindle, and the fantasies of these irresponsible scribblers as truth, while they assess the reality and the real truth as unrealistic, unreal, and untruth. Belief is very much simpler. That investigating the effect of truth through one's own seeking and one's own cognitive work. So belief is much simpler. It's much simpler to believe things than to go through all the work of finding out what's true and what's not true. Furthermore, the fantastic and illusionary will sooner be accepted by the earth humans than even the truth and reality, which appears banal compared to the fantastic and the illusory. So we like the fantastic people on the earth. We like the wild, the fantastic. We don't really have as much affection for the truth. Therefore, it is so that standing on the firm ground of the facts, truth and reality is proscribed, while the untruthful, fantastic, and illusionary, and all the swindling lies, deceit, and slander which is bound with it, which since time immemorial have always been booming business, affect the earth humans like sweet balm, which stills the delight and demand for that which is fantastic and illusionary. These contact reports are just really great sometimes. So lying, swindle, falsehoods, deceit, and slander are means through which the human being allows himself to be very easily beguiled, because everything is only swallowed and doesn't have to be truthfully contemplated. While the search for the effect of truth and its processing is bound with very much effort and cognitive work, as well as with a sense for the recognition of reality. Now, he keeps talking about irresponsible scribblers. He must be talking about writers. However, the irresponsible scribblers who invent the crazy and unreal, as well as the unrealistic conspiracy theories, copy the entire nonsense from each other and throw everything to their believers as fodder, wherewithin they can earn much money. So, anyway, they're talking about books and some of the fantasies and illusionary books that we have, and how we don't really think things through, and we don't think clearly. So, what does it say here about extraterrestrials? It says, even the same, I'll just read. It also corresponds to a lie that such extraterrestrial beings or other kinds have lived on the earth since time immemorial, or since more recent times, and are even active in our governments, because assertions which claim that it is true indeed correspond to crazy fantasies, illusions, angsts, or conscious lies, and the slandering of book scribblers. So this is a very interesting contact report. It is very much about the thoughts, and that's why I thought it was kind of appropriate to the book The Might of Thoughts. So we need to investigate the effect of truth. The Meyer Information doesn't like Sitchin, and it doesn't like David Icke, I guess. I don't know. I didn't see anything about Icke there. But I think I've heard him say negative things about David Icke. Personally, I like some of the stuff David Icke has to say. You know, as far as Sitchin, I mean, there were, I believe, and this corresponds with the Meyer material, there were extraterrestrials in our past. I think some of the details, maybe Sitchin didn't really do as well with, but I'll just leave it at that. So, Spoth had some interesting things to tell Billy about correct thinking and confronting your obligations and the fulfillment of your obligations, and that would go towards striving. It says here, to that end, his entire work and all action also contribute, as also do manner and responsibility, how he confronts his obligation and the fulfillment of obligations, and how we live. Then they talk about confidence. You must build up great confidence for all your future and for all the success of your works, your tasks, your jobs, your mission, and always know that you will accomplish everything and never fail. Again, I said, I'm not a true optimist yet, but I'd like to be where I have great confidence, and I know that I will accomplish everything and never fail. I like that. And if you mention the correctness of your thoughts and feelings as well as your work and your actions in every respect, and also use your great powers of consciousness in this form, you will be able to have true confidence in yourself and not allow this to be shaken by anything. So remember, I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I am relaxed, I am cheerful. Therefore, acquire confidence and the certainty that you will always maintain control, whereby you shall not, however, behave in a way that does not correspond to your nature. Because the human being shall see and recognize that you are a human being. So Spoth told Billy that he must build up great confidence for his future work. So wouldn't it be logical that we must do the same? Here is something called the basic rules of man. And this is another one of these Meyer teachings. And I'll read just a little bit. We're running out of time here. But it says, each human being must ask himself for, search for, to find his own meaning of life, and must want to use it, the meaning of life, for the improvement of his life and actions. Each human being must be himself and be his own guiding personality, who therefore develops his own resounding ideas and pursues and realizes them. Each human being must let his own reason and his own understanding be exercised in such a way that he demands from himself that which is best and the most salutary, and that he forms himself according to his own will, and that he obeys the demands of his own needs in his own free way. Each human being must form himself in such a way that he always is himself, has originally own intensive experiences, and that he never lets himself be enslaved or subjugated in any other way. Consequently, preserves his internal and external freedom in every respect, in his thoughts and feelings, as well as in his decisions, views, opinions, emotions, etc. Now listen to this. Now this is a little different than what you'll find in other books, because the Meyer information, particularly in the Might of Thoughts, or excuse me, in the Way to Live book, says we should be our own best friends, which I think is really good advice. Each human, and this is from this article, Basic Rules of Man, each human being must show towards himself the friendliness and love that is necessary for him. Show towards himself the friendliness and love that is necessary for him, and must feel safe and secure within himself, as well as being honest towards himself in such a way that he may understand his own thoughts, feelings, emotions, actions. So we should be, we must show toward ourselves friendliness and love. We should love ourselves, which sometimes is hard to do, you know, if you're constantly looking at your flaws. Each human being must direct his thoughts, feelings, ideals, wishes, needs, and actions, etc. So we're not drifting. The thoughts aren't drifting. We are directing them in such a way that he feels capable for high-reaching goals that, however, shall always be in accordance with his abilities and possibilities, and therefore shall not be exaggerated or too highly elevated. Each human being shall see and know himself as he really is. Therefore, he shall not think of himself as perfect, as a perfect world, for this is not possible for any person, because each one must learn and consequently is exposed to mistakes and imperfections. Therefore, it is not possible that everything is clear within the human being, and that everything is right, and that he is better than his fellow human beings. Each human being must always be fully aware that there are consciousness-related differences between each human being. Consequently, no one can be exactly equal in intelligence to another. But that does not entitle anyone to see their fellow human beings as blind and to classify them as a human being of a lower level. This is a great rule article. It's called The Basic Rules of Man. It's up on the Future of Mankind site, which is a wiki. So at www.futureofmankind.info. And that should get you there. So I guess it's a .info site. So many .dot something sites. Let's see if that will come up. www.futureofmankind.info. That's a very, I've used this site so many times I can't even tell you. Contact Report 215. Here's another contact report as we are down to the last few minutes here. Contact report, and this is all the crazy stuff that's going on right now. Horrifying weapons, possible world war, destruction of North America, epidemics, conflicts, disasters, civil wars and anarchy in America. Maybe since I didn't end up going to this, I was going to talk about this somewhat. Yet the misery on earth will continue as two terrible civil wars break out in America, whereby one will follow the other. Afterwards, the United States of America will break apart, and deadly hostility will prevail among her, which then leads to the division into five different territories. And it cannot be prevented that sectarian fanatics will play a dictatorial role. So this is what's going on right now. So hopefully some of the principles that we talked about tonight, the controlling your thoughts, being neutral, positive, focusing on your striving, continuing to work and strive, maintaining the neutral, positive, equalized thoughts, to have mindful thoughts, which you direct yourself, you don't allow your thoughts to drift. Another thing is system and order, to have a schedule in your life, to try to do things at a specific time and at a specific place. So these are the important creational natural laws: love, striving, the law of harmony, and system and order. So these will help you with the coming difficulties, which will be anarchy will be the worldwide condition that will prevail and torment human beings over a long period of time, as human beings will also tormented by epidemics and diseases. We'll see you later. Thanks.